Hey, Reb, R-E-B, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So I'm good. I'm sitting, socially distanced from you here in New York at Nordstrom's little tables here. Thank you, Nordstrom. Thank you for coming to New York. It's a great company. And Reb, get this chance to talk to you. Now, I was looking at this bike and I said, is that a bike? I mean, it looks like a bike, but then you started to tell me all kinds of things. Tell me about this bike.
Well, I said first it has no gears, no brakes.
Oh no. I gotta do that again because I had the headphones in. I'm with Reb, Paul Slackis. We're here in front of Nordstrom. I don't know, maybe you heard me, maybe you didn't. In any case, you're getting a second shot at it. I'm here with Reb, R-E-B, interesting name. I said, is that a bike? And that's where we were.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Reb.
So it's got no gears, no brakes. It's a fixed gear. So I stop it with pedal power and my legs.
All right, so the story is it has no gears. It has no brakes. Not even a backwards brake, like, you know, to stop it, I guess. So show me how this thing works. How do you stop this thing?
I can show you in the street if you'd like.
Show me in the street? Uh-oh, we're getting live action here. All right, be careful here. Uh-oh, here goes Jeb. I'll watch your stuff. Uh-oh, she's like, she's wild. I better go over here. She's gonna stop this thing. She's gonna stop it. Oh, how'd you do that? You put your knee, you put your leg on the tire?
No, you gotta put your weight forward and push the pedals back. So you stop the wheel.
Yeah, watch out. Let's not get hurt here. You. Oh, there's a red. She's something else. I want to make sure her bag is there. Hey, Randy. So, you lean forward and you push back.
Yeah, so I keep my right leg in the front. So I pull up with this leg.
Here, come over here. Forget this now. Even come over more. Forget about it. We don't want you to get hurt. So what do?
You put your weight forward and you want to basically stop the wheel. So you put your weight forward, press against the pedals, stop the wheel, and I had some worse skid marks, but you can see here, it's just running against the wheel and basically stopping with friction.
Why? You know, not that I'm great, you're a great person, I'm crazy about you. But I think you're crazy. So
yeah.
I say that lovingly, okay, as an interfaith minister. So I say that lovingly because why don't you just get a regular bike? Why do you gotta like putz around with a bike that goes backwards, forwards, get in the front? What's the deal? What's the excitement here?
It's more fun, you know, it's just more fun. But I like the fixed gear because you just have more control, I find, for myself personally. Because yeah, you know exactly where the pedals are, where the wheel is. And I like to be able to rely on myself to stop. There's been cases where people get badly hurt because their brakes malfunction or something. I've even gotten flown off my bike because I hit the front brake too hard, you know?
True. That is true.
I feel like I can trust myself better than a piece of hardware, and that's what makes a difference for me anyway.
That's true.
I feel more connected to my bike, and I can stop on a dime if I have to, but I rely on just myself and my instincts. So,
wow. So is this a new type of a bike, or have I been sleeping?
It's been around for a long time.
Really?
There's this game, Bike Polo, that originally they used fixed gears for that, but with lower gears, obviously, and you have a lot of control. You can hold yourself upright. But there's a track cycling versus road cycling, and that's all fixed gear, no brakes. They have the velodromes with like the sloped wall. So you can go up that wall, gain speed coming down.
Oh my.
It's an insane sport. It's huge.
Are you like professional? Do you use this professionally? Where do you go to? Are you working or how do you?
I work as a bike messenger in the city.
As a bike messenger
yeah.
in the city.
So that's what I've been doing. But I also just ride socially and for fun, you know, for health reasons.
With this kind of bike?
With this kind of bike. It's my work bike, but.
Where's this made? You know? It says Italy back here. I don't know if that's
so. Oh, yeah, that's just the saddle. I don't actually know where Surly's based. I would have to look that up. I feel bad that I don't know. But they're a great company. They build durable bikes. I've bent frames. I've even bent my rim that I'm still riding on. But Surly, they create really great, sturdy bikes that are going to last you a long time. So.
All right for Surly.
Yeah,
right, hey, you got a beautiful name. I love it. We're involved with World Peace.
Yeah.
Our company. What makes you peaceful? What's peace for you?
Peace for me is, I don't know, choosing not to spread hate, you know, no matter what. Peace for me is just like working really hard to be the positive energy in the world, you know? Like in the city, there's so much fast-paced, like craziness, and a lot of people are rude and in your face. I like to be in your face if I have to, but for the most part, I ride conservatively, meaning like I don't care about red lights, but if you have the right of way and you're there, I'm not gonna get in your way, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't try to block traffic. I try to be friendly. I guess for me, the peace is working on limiting the amount of hate you put out, you know, just like
kindness.
Just peace and kindness in a chaotic city. So that's
there you go.
Do.
Are you from New York?
I'm from Chicago.
Chicago, another chaotic city. So,
but I've been in New York for only two years now, and so it's not very long, but I've loved every second of it.
Oh good. All right. Well, you're a pleasurable person. Thank you very much for being so kind to speak with me.
Yes, thank you.
And are you? Is this year going to be your profession, or do you have another profession that you're pursuing to come to New York for?
I came to New York for family, but the bike messenger thing.
Move back a little.
Move back?
This way, sir. Move forwards.
I came to New York for family reasons, but I have always wanted to be a bike messenger in the city because it's just where you really get to test yourself. It's not like any other place. So I've always wanted to do that. But in the future, I hope to write stories and potentially like graphic novels and comics about, you know, what I've experienced and about my friends and stuff like that.
Nice. So beautiful. All right. I want to publish your first story. So we'll switch numbers, and you write something now, and I'll put it on my show.
Okay.
I'll put it on with this interview, and that's going to happen.
Okay.
All right. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Hey.